September 19, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Do you continue to go with Jesus? Quote, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, Luke 22:28. It is true that Jesus Christ is with us in our temptations, but are we going with him in his temptations? Many of us cease to go with Jesus from the moment we have an experience of what he can do. Watch when God shifts your circumstances and see whether you are going with Jesus or siding with the world, the flesh, and the devil. We wear his badge, but are we going with him? Went back and walked no more with him, end quote. The temptations of Jesus continued throughout his earthly life, and they will continue throughout the life of the Son of God in us. Are we going with Jesus in the life we are living now? We have the idea that we ought to shield ourselves from some of the things God brings around us. Never. God engineers circumstances, and whatever they may be like, we have to see that we face them while abiding continually with him in his temptations. They are his temptations, not temptations to us, but temptations to the life of the Son of God in us. The honor of Jesus Christ is at stake in your bodily life. Are you remaining loyal to the Son of God and the things which beset his life in you? Do you continue to go with Jesus? The way lies through Gethsemane, through the city gate, outside the camp. The way lies alone, and the way lies until there is no trace of a footstep left, only the voice, follow me. That's the end of Oswald's text. Temptation is the temptations of Jesus, as he speaks of here, that we are facing continually, is really the temptations of any distraction that take us away from an absolute affection for Jesus, or, as it were, a oneness with Jesus. Jesus prayed that we would be one with him as he is one with the Father. The temptations of life are much more along the line that we are distracted from pursuing that oneness with him by the events and occurrences in our lives. When there are ripples on our pond or troubles that beset us, we tend to be carried away quickly into the flurry of activity or maybe even as far as panic in trying to resolve the problem and remove the disturbance from our life. Yet, the appropriate response to the temptation is not to yield to that and actually withdraw from God and bury ourselves or let ourselves be carried away on the high wave of the circumstances, but rather to remain true to our faith and our understanding of how much he loves us and his total ability to care for us right through the storm. Think of when Jesus was in the hold of the ship and the great storm arose in the night and the disciples were terrified and they wakened him to express their fear and ask him to save them. He came and stilled the winds and the wave with a single command and then turned to them and question why they had so little faith. How could they expect that the boat would go down with God in it? So when you're tempted by your circumstances to take your eyes off of Jesus, as Peter when he tried to walk on the water, or as we are so natured to do in any trouble in our lives, remember this: as long as the Master is in our ship, we can't go down. It's not to say we won't experience a whole lot of turbulence, but if we keep our eyes on Jesus and continue to remember that he is fully within our vessel, we can't go down with the Master on board.